Hi, this is Rebecca Shissa Marshall from the University of Georgia with another session of Dealing with Stressful Times. What we've been talking about are mindfulness practices, and a lot of what they are geared towards, mindfulness practices are geared toward, is directing our attention to the present moment. Today, we're going to talk about another mindfulness practice, and this one's called loving kindness. And instead of directing attention back to the breath or back to the body, what we'll direct our attention to is towards feelings of compassion and kindness and goodwill towards both ourselves and others. The bonus around this particular type of mindfulness is that there's lots of evidence that loving kindness meditation actually increases our positive emotions and decreases our negative emotions for lots of different reasons. And don't we all need that at a time like this? So today we'll be practicing repeating these phrases of loving kindness that will direct your attention back to these particular emotions. So to begin, as we've been doing, find a comfortable position. You can stand or sit or lie down if that feels better. And as you find your place, I want you to bring your awareness to the breath and just begin to settle into observing the physical sensations that go along with breathing in and breathing out. So as we've talked about before, this might be feeling the coolness as you breathe in, feeling that at the edge of your nose, or your belly as it expands as you breathe in and contract as you breathe out. And as we practice this meditation, we'll go through different phases. And the first part of this is to call to mind an image of yourself, maybe as a young child, or could be any age. And I'm going to ask you to repeat the following phrases to yourself. May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be peaceful? May I be safe? May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be peaceful? May I be safe? Continue repeating these phrases to yourself, and if you notice that your mind wanders, just gently and kindly bring it back. We're not trying to force any feelings or make anything happen. We're just being curious and open to what might arise from practicing these phrases. Now we'll practice directing the phrases to someone else. We'll begin with someone that has helped you. So this could be a grandparent or a friend or a pet even. Say the name of that person to yourself or that animal. Get a sense of their presence. And then direct these phrases towards that person or animal. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. again, not forcing feelings, just gathering the feelings around this person that has helped you. And now let that person fade and bring to mind someone who is struggling or hurting or having a difficult time. You can say the name to yourself and call to mind their image, and then direct the same phrases to the person who is struggling. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. Then allow that person to fade away. Now call to mind someone who you feel neutral about, someone who rings you up at a cafe or maybe a grocery store clerk. This person that you may not know, may not even know their name, this person wants to be happy. Just as you do, just as all of us want to be happy. So bring that image to mind and then silently say those phrases. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. And then release that person. And bring to mind someone who might be a bit more difficult. Perhaps they even invoke some negative feelings. It doesn't have to be the most difficult person, just someone that might be a little more challenging. And again, practice offering these phrases towards that person. And you might even be a little curious about what happens when you offer this to someone that you have a more challenging or difficult relationship with. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. Remember that you don't have to feel compassion or warmth. This is just an exercise in acceptance and noticing. And also remember not to judge yourself during this. We're all just experimenting with how it feels to cultivate compassion. And then release that person And I invite you to play with directing the phrases towards multiple people, perhaps a community that you live in, a group of people. Maybe it's the university or the town. Just direct your attention to that community or group and silently repeat these phrases. May you all be happy. May you all be healthy. May you all be peaceful. May you all be safe. May you all be happy. May you all be healthy. May you all be peaceful. May you all be safe. And then releasing that group. And now try sending the phrases out far and wide. Sending wishes for health and happiness around the planet. Extending wishes to everybody, everywhere. May everybody, everywhere be happy. May everybody, everywhere be healthy. May everybody, everywhere be peaceful. May everybody, everywhere be safe. May everybody, everywhere be happy. May everybody, everywhere be healthy. May everybody, everywhere be peaceful. May everybody, everywhere be safe. And allowing those feelings of compassion, kindness, and warmth to resonate and continue, that we can always come back to this practice, even as we're washing hands or waiting for a class to start, just repeating phrases like that, that may you be happy, healthy, peaceful, and safe for ourselves and for everyone in the world. So taking one last long, slow inhalation and a nice slow exhalation, and wiggling your fingers and your toes and coming back, moving your body in any way that feels right for you. And just even practicing something like that, 10 minutes a day, has so much amazing scientific evidence behind it to be helpful, that in times like we're dealing with currently, it can be of benefit. So I'll be back again with another session of dealing with stressful times.